step to the task and miss a thing. You got it to come strong. If you're coming, all you better come strong. Get out of my way. Gonna come and shine. Tell you what I got. Road rage. Nothing you can do. You're gonna get into road rage. Road rage. Road rage.
What is going on, South Carolina and all the ships at sea? I'm joined by Faxon Childress again today. How are you today, Faxon?
Would have been better with the Braves win.
Yeah, Castellanos just broke my heart, I'll tell you. I was very, very sad. Very saddened when he hit that two-run blast. Very, 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 very saddened. And, you know, because I saw the stuff last night, you know, all the Braves fans, you know, getting a little testy on Twitter again, you know. Oh, yeah, we picked up a game, man. You know, I get that all the time. Every time you people run your mouse, you go right back. It's just amazing. It's amazing. You sent me that gif. A bunch of you sent me that gif with the Undertaker behind my Mets when you pulled it within a half game, and since then it's been all bad. Mm-mm-mm. So we'll see. I really thought that this would be a split. I expected. Now I actually thought, I'm looking at the internet this morning, and everywhere I saw it listed, that game was 7 p.m.
Really?
I have no idea why. But obviously it wasn't. It wasn't 7 p.m.
Early bird started.
So I didn't even know the game was on until I was on my way here, after I went to the garage to have my latest issue fixed. So. Did Wheeler go for Philadelphia?
Wheeler went for Philadelphia, and Charlie Morton went for the Braves, yes.
Yeah, that was the expected pitching match I thought I was going to see tonight. So apparently not tonight. So I take it both starters pitched well.
Charlie Morton, for his third straight start, went six innings of scoreless ball. So he pitched really well, and the bullpen came in and gave up the game. Orlando Arcia was turning a double play on Real Muto to end the eighth up 1-0, and JT Real Muto beat it out. Yeah. It ended up getting overturned, and then Castellanos stepped up and blasted a two-run bomb.
Yeah. You know, I got that in part, but both starting pitchers then pitched well. You're saying Morton, for the third straight outing, didn't allow a run?
Yep. Six scoreless and three straight outings, if I'm not mistaken. Saw it from Mark Bowman on Twitter.
Because I know he got hammered.
In four of his past six starts, my fault. In four of his past six, because the Mets got like four or five off of him in that one start.
Yeah, the Mets clobbered him. The Mets hit three home runs and knocked him out.
Yeah, but six plus scoreless in four of his last six isn't too shabby.
Now, he's been better. I mean, I think we can at least say that. He's been better. And there's a little bit of a sign of hope from Ian Anderson in his last outing as well. So that's all good. Before we get going today, though, just like with the other day, we have a tragic sports death for a man, though, who lived an incredible life, Vin Scully. Let me first say this about Vin Scully, and then I'm going to give you a clip of his. Do we have that, Faxon?
I'm pulling it right now.
Vin Scully, over his 67 years affiliated with the Dodgers organization, has been every bit as vital to Major League Baseball as any player who has played during that time. I don't even see how anyone could argue that. Vin Scully has brought life to Major League Baseball. He had a unique, unbelievably professional style. His voice seemed to be heaven sent just for the sport of baseball. No one has ever made baseball sound better than Vin Scully. And one of the things that Scully knew, perhaps to a degree that no one else ever has, he knew not to step on the game. In other words, he would tell you what is going on. He would make his call. But once his call was made of a historically elite moment, once he set the stage for you with just the simplicity of the call, he would then let whatever historically important moment he was covering simmer. He didn't feel compelled to talk over it and to be the story. He let the story be the story. And he did that in every big moment I remember. On Hank Aaron's 715th, Vince Scully made the call, let the home run and everything that followed have airspace, and then he told you about the historical importance of what had we had just seen. That it was not just an important sports moment, it was an important societal moment. That a black man is receiving a standing ovation in the South. All of his calls of big moments are amongst the best calls ever made. And they all share that simple trait. It's that he knew when to say when. He did not just go on and on and on, Dan Orlovsky style, and drown out whatever had just happened. He knew what was most important was the moment itself. And so he would make his call, and then he would allow the moment to carry the day. Do we have that, Faxon? We do. All right, I'm going to take you back to Kirk Gibson against Dennis Eckersley. Eckersley, one of the greatest relievers of all time. For those who don't know this moment, we're in the World Series. It's game one. It's the end of the contest. Eckersley is in. Eckersley is one of the greatest relievers in the history of the game. The Dodgers did not even know they would really have Kirk Gibson available to go to. He did not come out with the team pregame. He was down in the tunnel. He was struggling with two leg injuries. He really could hardly move. He was as hobbled as he had ever been. Now, he was one of the great playoff performers of all time, but he was in no condition to play. He was in no condition to bat. He was in no condition for anything. But the Dodgers were down to their final out, and they called on Kirk Gibson to face Dennis Eckersley. No one really expected much in that moment in terms of what was likely to happen. No one knew that Gibson was even available. So I'm going to take you to Vince Scully's call of a play that we once featured in one of the Roadrageous Moments in History segments, because the whole sequence is about as amazing as anything that's ever happened in the history of baseball. And there was no one in the game more well-suited to make the call of this incredibly historic moment than Vince Scully. Okay. We're not hearing it yet, but they're working on it. We'll take you to the moment as soon as humanly possible, but suffice it to say that I don't think during Vince Scully's near 100 years on earth that any human being was more important to the game of baseball than Vince Scully. Yes, the players play the game. Yes, there have been many great players during that period of time. But Vince Scully's voice added to the game. It added to the lore. It added to the interest. It added, and no one has really ever been affiliated with the game in that capacity for longer than Vin Scully. And even at the end, you know, you didn't sense that he had lost his master's touch. Vin Scully was one of the few commentators in my lifetime that you could actually tune into a game just to hear him. That hearing him was every bit as meaningful as hearing the game. That's what Vin Scully brought to the game of Major League Baseball. And he did it for, you know, God, almost seven decades. I mean, it just...
Too bad way. The bad
way. We're still working on it. We're still working on it. We have the best in the business working on it. So I'm sure we'll figure it out. And Milston's there giving me the thumbs up. Do we have it? Okay, we're good. Here we go. Vin Scully, Kirk Gibson, Dennis Eckersley, World Champion.
The demands until he was physically unable to start tonight with two bad legs, the bad left hamstring and the swollen right knee. And with two out, you talk about a roll of the dice. This is it. If he hits the ball on the ground, I would imagine he would be running 50% to first base. So the Dodgers trying to catch lightning right now.
Dion.
Seems like we've gotten an ad.
Fouled away. He was, you know, complaining about the fact that with the left knee bothering him, he can't push off. Well, now he can't push off and he can't land.
He's going to use all arms. Look at his crowd on his feet. What a tribute.
4-3 A's, two out, ninth inning. Not a bad opening act. Mike Davis, by the way, has stolen 7 out of 10. If you're wondering about Lasorda throwing the dice again.
And he's staying on an outside corner. He's not going to give him a ball to pull. With Davis, he just missed. But here's two quick strikes, both fastballs that kind of tail away the outside part. Hassie is not even flirted with the inside part of that play.
You saw Dave Duncan gesturing. He was gesturing to Carney Lansford at third. 0-2 to Gibson. The infield is back with two out and Davis at first. Gibson during the year, not necessarily in this spot, but he was a threat to bunt. No way tonight, no wheels.
They're plenty deep in the outfield and a lot of room. They're playing him straight away in center field. Look at it, right down the line. He's a threat now with two strikes.
Two strikes, two out. Little number, foul. And it had to be an effort to run that far. Gibson was so banged up, he was not introduced. He did not come out onto the field before the game.
You can really see the limp. He's not driving that ball. It was by him. Let's see. He's really almost, he almost has to talk to his legs and say, hey, let's go. We got to get out of here.
It's one thing to favor one leg, but you can't favor two.
No way. And that's what he's trying to do. He really is.
0-2 to Gibson. Ball one. And a throw down to first. Davis just did get back. Good play by Ron Hassey using Gibson as a screen. He took a shot at the runner, and Mike Davis didn't see it for that split second, and that made it close.
A lot of times what you do, you'll give a sign to the first baseman, say, now be there. They call it now be there play. If I get the ball, I'm going to throw it. 14 fastballs in a row. That's all he's been throwing.
There goes Davis, and it's fouled away. So Mike Davis, who had stolen 7 out of 10 and carrying the tying run, was on the move.
They wanted to give Gibson a good shot at it with two strikes, but with the two strikes, Davis a threat, as we said, because the blue pin will score that big run.
Gibson shaking his left leg.
All right, well, here's what we're going to do. This clip is actually even longer than I thought, so there's still a number of minutes left in it. So what we're going to do is we're going to pause it right here in the count. Gibson has just fouled a couple pitches off. I believe it's still 0-2 or 1-2, and Davis is still on first base. Again, legendary moment, Kirk World Series Game 1, Kirk Gibson, Dennis Eckersley dueling, and the legendary Vin Scully with Joe Garagiola on the call. We'll take a quick break. We'll get right back to Scully's call of one of the most legendary moments in baseball history.
It's summertime and the living is easy, and it's the time for all men to look their best. Roosters is here to remind you how important it is to keep your hair and face fresh and clean this summer. Roosters has a full menu of what you need for male grooming and to look your best on vacation or just lounging around by the pool. Don't forget to set your next appointment with the professionals at Roosters. On Pelham Road in Greenville, call 884-8920. Gift cards are always available at Roosters. Give the gift that keeps on giving.
There's a lot of talk about heroes these days.
Hey, buddy, you want to go fishing?
The folks in the funny outfits with superpowers and spandex.
All right, buddy, let me help you.
But at Ingles, we know that a lot of our heroes
you look like a frog.
Are a little closer to home. They're the ones who give us what we need for those everyday adventures. That's why we look up to the ones who look out for us.
Don't forget your fish food. Catch a big one.
Thanks, Ingles.
See you later, Dad.
All the ingredients for family.
Have you thought about the legacy you will leave for your family? David Green would like to help you ensure that you leave a legacy you are proud of. There is no better time than right now to plan for the future. Whether it is a simple will, power of attorney, family trust, or other option, David is here to help you prepare the right plan for you and your family. Call today at 864-271-7940 so they can help discuss your family's legacy.
If you're in the market for a pre-owned car or truck, Ralph Hayes Toyota in Anderson has one of the largest selections of pre-owned vehicles in South Carolina. Import or domestic, trucks, sedans, SUVs, whatever you're in the market for, Ralph Hayes Toyota can take care of you right now. Plus, Ralph Hayes Toyota services all makes and models of cars, trucks, and SUVs. Add to that their rental vehicle program, and Ralph Hayes Toyota will be your dealer for life. South Carolina's oldest Toyota dealer, Ralph Hayes Toyota. Clemson Boulevard, Anderson.
We wrote the book on price. Ralph Hayes Toyota.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're speaking another language. Like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right. And they're designed by real language teachers, so you learn how to have real-world conversations, things you'll actually use.
3 weeks. It's incredible. After 3 weeks, I'm on vacation in Paris, having a conversation in French.
There's all kinds of ways to learn. Use Babbel's podcasts or games or videos. You can even join live classes with a language teacher.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
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 Babbel. Évidemment. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's B-A-B-B-E-L.com. Babbel.com.
This should be 8x7.
When it comes to closets, Janina's home organization business runs tip-top tidy.
Is this schedule right? I'm going to need help.
But she needs to reorganize and find a new assistant.
I know, it's your last week, but can you make sure the handsome pantry is wrapped?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
To understand what makes Diamonds Direct different, you have to know our history. It goes back 70 years to a renowned diamond cutter overseas. From there came years of diamond cutting, manufacturing, and wholesaling, supplying exquisite fine diamonds to top high-end jewelers. Eventually, those same wholesalers began selling direct to you, and that started a revolution. Today, we are a global diamond powerhouse with hundreds of thousands of customers and an impeccable reputation. But our core values remain the same as always. Our diamonds are the highest quality, cut by the best craftsmen. Our prices are the most compelling. Our selection is staggering, and our warranties and guarantees are unbeatable. And our entire team's only goal is to help you find the diamond of your dreams. So as the story unfolds and the revolution continues, we invite you into our home to enjoy a jewelry shopping experience unlike any other. Born in craftsmanship, rooted in quality, and thriving in passion. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
One of the things they don't teach you in Parenting 101 is how to handle your child telling you they're in trouble with the law. How will this affect their future? What should you do next? Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, is here to help. Whether it's DUI, minor in possession, public disorderly conduct, or fake ID, Nick and his legal team know the best options to help defend and protect your child. The consultation is free. Make the call today, 864-654-3680.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HD TV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Live, local, trusted. With the largest coverage in the upstate, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Tip to the Road Rage. We are back, and we're going to go right. We're going to take you right back to Vin Scully's incredible call of one of the most incredible moments in history. And as I said, no one more apropos to make this call of the legendary duel between Kirk Gibson and Dennis Eckersley, Game One of the World Series, than the legendary Vin Scully.
Some fly. 2-2. Socia can only sit now and sweat it out. He led off the inning and popped up. Tony La Russa is one out away from win number one.
Here's the big pitch. He's got to make it happen on this one.
Two balls and two strikes with two out.
Those extra steps that Davis will get if the count goes to 3-2 are very big. So Hassie and Eckersley want that pitch of decision right here.
He's stolen it.
Hassie started to throw and kind of bumped Gibson, but it was way too late. Davis was way down there, almost as if he could have walked in. Not a bad pitch to handle for Hassie outside. Now watch when he starts to throw. Look at Gibson. And Harvey says, no, no, he had the base stolen.
So Mike Davis, the tying run is at second base. With two out, now the Dodgers don't need the muscle of Gibson as much as a base hit. And on deck is the leadoff man, Steve Sachs. 3-2. Sacks waiting on deck, but the game right now is at the plate. High fly ball into right field. She is gone! Was, could he make it around the base paths unassisted?
I tell you, there are those who say that it's what happens after the base on balls, but it's the base on balls that makes it so bad. A home run would have tied it, but the walk gives him the win. And Eckersley, who doesn't walk that many, really gets burned here. Watch Lasorda.
And this is a guy who not only made you feel the game in your heart and soul, but he always had the master's touch. You know, we have so many commentators today who want to make themselves the story. They want to make themselves bigger than the games they broadcast. Here you have a guy who's the ultimate legend in the sport and his occupation, who doesn't desire to do that at all. He desires to let the moment stand on its own. And that was the true master's touch that, again, so many commentators today just do not get. They don't get. There was nothing to be said that was more important than the sounds of the crowd in the moment. And Vince Scully made his call, then he let the sounds of the moment season. He let them simmer. And then later he came back to author his comment about in a season of whatever his exact words were, in a season of so many improbable moments, we've just witnessed the impossible. And even then he stood on that. Then he stood on that. He had an instinctive sense of when and what to say that was well beyond anybody else that ever did it. He's simply the best there ever was. It's not easy to be the best there ever was. But I think you can argue that over the course of his lifetime, no one individual is more important to the game of baseball than Vin Scully was. No one, including no player. Including no player. No one had such sustained long-term excellence as Vin Scully. No one better understood how to tell us the story of the big moments without trampling over the moments themselves. I mean, you just can't do it better than what you just heard. It's impossible. It's impossible. And he knew this. He knew, again, I think that was the ultimate master's touch. he knew that the moments were more, there's a certain irony in it. He knew that the moments were more important than him and his call. And because he knew that, he ultimately has become more important than any of the moments that occurred. Legend, master, best there ever was. Daredevil.
Well, I tell you what, man, and what impressed me, I was watching that at the time in 88. I was back in my college days. Man, that was television, and he still, I mean, you would have thought it was radio, except I was watching it. I'm sure you were, too. But that was TV, and he described it like a radio broadcast.
Well, yeah, but again, he... You know, he just inherently understood to let the moment be. You know, he would make his call, and then he would let the moment be, and then he would add his little master's touch to it once the moment had passed. He was never going to trample over any big moment. And again, today it seems like almost every commentator is the exact opposite of that. They're all motor mouths who want to just trample over every moment because they want to make themselves the story. They think they're bigger than the sport and the moments they cover. The ultimate master in this knew he wasn't bigger than the sport and the moments he covered, and because he knew, now he is bigger than the sport and the moments.
And all the clips I've heard clips on a lot of different shows and stations today. I made a point to try to catch them, and he did that. It's like the time he didn't speak was as relevant to the moment, and to keep it in time is the things he said when he said them.
Oh yeah, again, he would hold his tone. Right, it's almost against your natural reaction. Your natural reaction is to blurt out all sorts of things and trample the moment. That's what made him a master. He understood that the moment didn't need, here's what he understood. He understood inherently that these enormous moments did not need a voiceover, that a voiceover would only detract from it, that you wouldn't hear the crowd, that you wouldn't get that feel if all he did was trample over it. And so he didn't do that. He waited.
It was perfectly timed, like the notes Stevie Ray Vaughan didn't hit in them blues songs. I mean, that's the only thing I can think of, but it was great. It was good talking to you, Walt.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Daredevil. He's simply the best there's ever been. And there aren't many people in this world in the course of their lifetimes who can say that. You know, that you can say that about. But I don't even know who his competition would be.
That's what I was going to say. Right. It's the fact that once an entire world of your sport and your profession is coming together and saying, listen, this is the greatest and there's no debate, you know you've gone out on top.
Yeah, he to baseball as a commentator, as a play-by-play man, was roughly equivalent to what Babe Ruth did to the game. I mean, his dominance was such, he was so great at what he did that he far exceeded everyone else of the period of his lifetime. As Ruth, 2 years, hit more home runs than all the other teams in the league. Vin Scully was like that to his craft. And again, no one ever better understood the art of his craft than Vin Scully did. He allowed those big moments to breathe more than anything else. He would make his call and then he would allow them to breathe. And then he would come back in and author some incredibly salient, poignant point that he would add on after the moment breathed. Rest in peace, Vin Scully. Best there ever was. Quick break.
Here at My Garage by Essex, we perform minor to major repairs on your European, Asian, and domestic vehicles. We make sure to treat our customers' vehicles as if they are our own, because that is how it should be.
We stay up to date on the latest in technology and equipment. Rest assured that when you drop off your vehicle, My Garage will make sure everything is done to get you out and on the road again with care. Visit My Garage on 551 Old Greenville Highway or give us a call at 864-633-5800.
Since 1917, Harbin Lumber Company has been a top lumber and building supplier in the industry. Their number one asset is their employees, people who are dedicated to providing quality building products and contractor services. People just like you, working to grow and be a part of the community. From construction projects to large remodeling jobs, see the hardworking folks people have entrusted for nearly 100 years. Harbin Lumber Company, serving South Carolina, Georgia, and North Carolina, and online at harbinlumber.com.
Hey everyone, John Hyde here. Be sure to check out my new podcast, Off the Clock, where your favorite Roar host and myself all sit around and talk sports unfiltered. New episodes each Monday at theroarfm.com.
Summer is here and it's time to make the living easy with Craft Stove Store and Patio, America's best in outdoor furniture. Make sure your outdoor space has everything it needs to impress your guests this summer with everything Craft Stove Store and Patio can provide by Lloyd Flanders, Hanneman Summer Classics, and Palm Springs Rattan. You can special order anything you need for your patio, porch, and pool furniture with Craft Stove Store and Patio, located at 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard in Taylors.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Buying a new or pre-owned vehicle can be a challenging task. The George Coleman Ford team strives to change that. Perhaps that's why their online reviews and multiple Ford President's Awards speak volumes. And with new inventory arriving monthly, you can find the vehicle you've been looking for or have George Coleman Ford order one for you. Never any hidden fees or phantom charges at George Coleman Ford. Plain and simple, old-fashioned, honest business. The best is found in Traveler's Rest. George Coleman Ford.
Is your family growing? Are your home needs changing? Or do the walls seem to be closing in with introducing new family members? The home buying process can be so overwhelming. At Brownhaven Homes, they can build the home you've been dreaming of from the ground up, along with a team of experts. Brownhaven Homes has a design center to do the work for you with your guidance. Visit their website at brownhavenhomes.com to make a house a home.
At Diamonds Direct, nobody tells our story better than our own associates.
I hear from customers that come in how shocked they are. They're able to, only with Diamonds Direct, afford a diamond that they never in their wildest dreams thought they'd be able to get.
People are just thrilled with what we offer.
I have exponentially more to choose from. The resources that we have, all the way from our wholesale roots, really untouchable.
You come here to Diamonds Direct, you know it's something special. You know it's something that is one of a kind. And you got that at such a phenomenal value.
To be a jeweler and have this kind of firepower, we have all these mountings, all this selection, all these diamonds, and incredible prices is just unmatched.
And I think our customers appreciate that we are so open and honest about every part of this process.
What they're surprised by is the extent that we go to provide an unparalleled, luxurious shopping experience.
This company has a 60-year heritage in diamond cutting, diamond mining, diamond wholesaling. So there's no possible way to get any closer to the source than with Diamonds Direct.
We won't be undersold.
Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion. DiamondsDirect.com.
An ordinary HVAC unit might last 15 years. With a water furnace geothermal unit, you can expect a 25-year lifespan, maybe more. Imagine the huge savings you'll see without using fossil fuels. Federal tax credits are 26%, and South Carolina adds an extra 25%. Blue Ridge Electric Co-op members could get $1,600 per ton rebate, too. Invest in comfort and savings. Visit waterfurnace.com/SC or call Eric Rooney at 735-8081. Water Furnace, your reliable renewable.
Welcome to Allstate, where you can really control your savings. Because when you drive less, you save more with pay per mile. So you're really in control of your savings. Only paying for the miles you drive. Yeah, life is good when you're in the driver's seat. Allstate. Here, better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate. Click, call, or visit allstate.com to save today.
Not available in every state. Savings vary subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Norfolk, Illinois.
The Upstate's home for the best coverage of the NFL draft and the top 100 players is right here on The Roar on Road Rage with Walt Deptula. Weekdays from 3 to 7 p.m., where every day is game day.
We'll be right back.
Waltip to the Red Range. We are back. And Jeff and Tater Tater, I'll get to you a second. Some additional terrible news in the world of sports. Paige Beckers has torn her ACL. Reported by the Bleacher Report and others now. This is absolutely tragic for her. Already coming off a serious knee injury, which she recovered from in pretty amazing rapid speed to lead her team sort of against all odds into the national championship a year ago. Before she lost to a bigger, better South Carolina team. I have such a strange twist on this because I have no idea why this is, but yesterday Paige Beckers popped into my head and I was going to tweet this and tag her in it, which is that she's the most, as God is my witness, I was going to write this yesterday morning. I just never got around to it. I was going to write that Paige Beckers is the most talented female player I've ever seen. But that if she ever wanted to be as great as Diana Taurasi, she was going to have to work harder than ever and focus on basketball. That to be truly great, sometimes you have to give up some of the things that normal kids and players do and bring your focus level to championship level, because I had thought that maybe that had been lacking in her to a degree. I'm glad I didn't write it now. And now she's had to deal with a second major injury.
This is absolutely devastating for Paige and UConn as a whole, really.
Yeah. And again, I think most people believe that Diana Taurasi is the greatest female player of all time. She just scored over 30 points in a game the other day after the age of 40, which only a couple of players in history have done, men or women. Having said that, Paige Beckers is the single most talented female player I have ever seen. She can do things on a basketball court that I've never seen anyone else do, including Diana Taurasi. But, and this is the sad part.
This injury bug's a problem.
But to be Diana Taurasi or better than Diana Taurasi or any of the other greatest players of all time, there are things that have to happen. One of them is you have to be blessed with health. It's a part of the picture. And if you aren't, you're probably never going to achieve what your talent suggests you should. And her talent suggests she should stockpile championships. But I don't know that it's ever going to happen for her. I just don't know. And it's a shame. It's a shame. We've seen this in other sports. We've seen the likes of Bo Jackson, who had trouble staying healthy in college and then sustained a career-ending hip injury professionally. Flashed the incredible talent that you knew that if he was blessed with health and all these other things, that this is a guy who could have been the greatest or one of the greatest of all time. But it never happened. The truth is, you know, people's remembrances of him are actually better than the truth. Because the truth is, he didn't get to fulfill any of that potential. He flashed moments, just like Paige Beckers has flashed moments. And again, for her to ever reach what her talent suggests she should, she needs to be healthy and 100% dedicated to the task. And this is obviously an enormous setback for her mentally, physically, every way. I mean, I feel awful for her. I hope that she's willing to go through the fight to get healthy again and to continue to compete, because the world needs her talent.
Women's basketball needs Paige Beckers right now, especially. And I mean, 5'10", two guard, three level scorers that can be the primary playmaker don't grow on trees. I mean, she's one of the most skilled, if not the most skilled, women's basketball player I've seen at a collegiate level. And she's definitely, it's her and Breanna Stewart are the top two. And you look at what Stewart's doing this year for the Seattle Storm, absolutely torturing the WNBA and has since she stepped foot in the league. So, you know, Paige Buckets, as she goes by, was really next up and is still viewed as next up in the women's basketball world, and the game needs her, so really can't send enough thoughts and prayers out to Paige and her family. The whole UConn basketball family is she's got to get back right for the sake of the game.
Well, again, you know, Breanna Stewart is an unbelievable talent who's 6'4 and has dominated on both sides of the court, and is also insanely unique. I mean, she won four titles, you know, and that had never been done. And she's insanely unique in all of the versatility of her skill set as a 6'4 player. But strictly basketball talent, Paige Becker is like the Gale Sayers of basketball. And Sayers might be the perfect example because he only really got to play 5 years. And knee injury basically ruined his career and did not get to showcase what he was capable of, because he was factually the most beautiful, perfect runner that ever lived. It's not even close. Barry Sanders would be second in that category. Don't confuse that with best football player, best runner, because the best running back was Jim Brown. But from a purely aesthetic standpoint, Sayers was poetry in motion, could do the things that Sanders did at a higher speed. And there's never been anybody like him. I mean, as a rookie, he scored 6 touchdowns in a game against the 49ers in the rain, scored every way possible, and that record still stands. It's been tied, but that's what Paige Becker is. She's Gale Sayers. She's unbelievably gifted. She can do things with a basketball that no other female player can do and has ever been able to do. And she was the next evolutionary piece. And I'm saying was, like, past tense. I hope it's not past tense for her. And the game does need her. I mean, she's the most popular figure in women's college basketball by miles.
Yeah.
I mean, NIL, she's made millions.
She's got millions on social media. You know, she's really active with Steph Curry and his brand, kind of like Sabrina Ionescu, who's on the Liberty now, was. But like you're saying, you know, Paige and Sabrina were really looked at as the top two to bring that game to a new level. Both of them are just such complete offensive players, and they bring such excitement to the game with the deep threes that they're shooting and, you know, the skill they exhibit on offense specifically. So the game really needs Paige back badly.
And Sabrina Ionescu never enjoyed the type of college popularity that Paige Beckers has, not even in her universe. I mean,
that
what Paige Beckers is from, you know, if, for example, if I tweet something about Paige Beckers, I get people all over the world retweeting it, liking it, that kind of stuff. It's insane. You know, it's like she's known all over the globe, and it's a shame. And again, for Connecticut, it's a terrible setback. I mean, I sort of thought that they would be the favorite this year along with South Carolina. Well, that's out the window. Georgia, Jeff, how are you, Jeff?
Walter. Good. How are you, bud?
Good, Jeff. Appreciate you getting in.
Yeah, rest in peace, Vin. And Paige, that's terrible. I was not expecting to hear you talk about that today. That's crazy.
Neither was I. And it's just so strange to me personally because, again, yesterday morning I was going to write a tweet about Paige Beckers and tag her in it. And then a day later we learned that she's torn her ACL.
Yep. That's terrible. Absolutely terrible. Prayers with her and the whole UConn basketball family. Speedy recovery. Anyways, I wanted to get to the call you just had. I kind of wanted to transition to football, college football real quick. And I think I've told you this before, but I know Scott Howard was really sick. I mean, extremely ill during that national title game. He should not have been there. He only did it, obviously, because it's the first time in 41 years, you know. His call to this day, and he's even said it, he is so upset with himself. It was not a very good call. and Chris Fowler actually killed it. So how does that – how? I mean, for me, it doesn't take away a national title. I still like it as much, but is it bad for me to say that I'd much rather listen to Chris Fowler call that call as a Georgia fan? I never thought I'd ever say that.
No. I mean, I think you've already explained it. So, I think there were reasons for it. So no. And, you know, Fowler was going to win any way you look at it, because Fowler was going to have an SEC champion. So regardless of what way that thing turned out, Fowler was going to win anyway.
Where do you place Larry Munson, not just in college football, but in general in sports? Where do you put him?
Well, Munson is probably the leader of the pack in the category of college complete homer legends. And quite honestly, I think normally when we use the word homer, it carries a negative connotation. That's not the case. We want our college announcers to be homers. That's what we want them to be. It's not the same as professional sports. That's different. We want our college announcers to be absolutely in the blood in favor of our team, and nobody did that better than Larry Munson. Now, he would also tell you the truth. You know, he would, which is another reason I loved him. It's that it wasn't all homer. When things were not right, he would tell you they were not right. When Georgia was doing something wrong, he would tell you that. But whether it was the hobnail boot, whether it was his unique flair and understanding of what he was tasked with in covering a college football team, Munson did it as well as anybody who's ever lived in that regard. And again, those type of guys are basically dinosaurs. They're dying off, and it's a shame because they add a color to the world of college football that we never have without them. And again, Munson was the best of the best in that regard. I mean, there are times that, like, I'll bump into his calls randomly on YouTube, and I'll just sit there. It'll be like 2 a.m, and I'll just sit there and listen to like an hour of his calls. and I'll laugh and chuckle at some of them, his voice was the other part of it. You know,
he had the intensity.
Yeah,
you know,
he had this
made you feel like you're there.
Right, this scratchy sounding. The word I'm looking for is escaping me, but gravelly. That's the word I'm looking for. Gravelly.
Yeah, gravelly.
He had
this
gravelly voice, in a way, sort of similar to the voice that Johnny Most used to cover the Celtics for a million years had. He had that gravelly voice that just added to the event. He was one of a kind as well. Legend.
Yeah. Real quick. I grew up listening to him. My dad, God rest his soul, turned the radio down. We listened to him over the commentators. But, you know, when he always would say, I'd never forget the call. We were playing against Tennessee and Peyton Manning. And he, looking at our jerseys, they were blood red and white. And he had that one call where he said, look at these boys. They've been through hell and back. They've been beat up and down the field all day. And guess what, folks? Ain't nothing going to change in the fourth quarter. And I'll take it off air, Walt.
Yeah. Yeah, Larry Munson was just unbelievable. And there have been many other guys collegiately who were similar. But, I mean, Jim Phillips right here. But nobody was quite Larry Munson. Larry Munson was dyed in the wool, Georgia. You know, he was, and as I said, the unique nature of his voice, that gravelly voice he had, made it all the more special. He was hard to hate, even if you're an opponent. Quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson.